Hi, this is Ted Nguyen doing an audio podcast from Orange County, California, and I have two special guests with me. I'm celebrating a momentous occasion, and that's the Tet Lunar New Year, and it's the Year of the Monkey, so happy Year of the Monkey, everybody that's listening. May you have great wishes of blessings and health and prosperity. So we're very excited to have Min and Ben Honeycutt. So Ben, introduce yourself, and Min, also introduce yourself.
Hello. We're very fortunate to be in California visiting family and friends, and my wife bought the lottery, the raffle tickets, and I was just lucky enough that my ticket won, but we were really just trying to make a donation to a fine organization, mm-hmm. and since then, my wife has sent a $500 check to the organization as a donation.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. That's so generous. You know, for those that don't know, there's an annual Tet Parade. It's one of the largest, if not the largest, Tet Parades outside of Vietnam. And it happens to be in Little Saigon in the center of Orange County with the largest Vietnamese American population and the largest Vietnamese population in the world outside of Vietnam. And it's filled with colorful floats and beautiful pageantry with beautiful music and culture and the sights and sounds of Vietnam in Orange County. And these two visitors from North Carolina happened to buy a drawing and were the grand prize winner of the $3,000 grand prize from Luxor, which is the largest manufacturer of spa equipment in the world. And they generously provided that donation of $3,000. And as you just heard, Ben and Min decided to donate $500 of that $3,000 grand prize back to the nonprofit organization that does such an amazing work year-round, volunteers to put on a great Tet Parade for all of us. So tell us about your connection to Tet, Min, and what does Tet mean for you and your family?
Well, do you want me to speak Vietnamese or English?
English would be great.
Okay. Well, you know, I come from Hue City, very traditional Vietnamese culture. And even though I married Ben is American, we keep our Vietnamese traditional. And every year, if we try to come back to see the family and celebrate Vietnamese New Year. I know every year we are very proud of the group in Orange County. You always have a lot of parade, have a gift. We love to shop and around and remember our childhood. And in our family, we still give the kid brand new money for good luck.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are here, my sister bring some ticket home, and she said, "Hey, you guys want to purchase some tickets?" So I got 5 tickets. As careful as I am, I always write the name. Each person in the family purchased the ticket for to be their luck, to see who's the luckiest in the family.
Oh, wow.
So I one ticket for Ben, one for me, one for my son, and one for my sister-in-law, and one for my brother. And then I wrote my phone number in the back. And lucky Ben, he's a lucky man. He wins. So
wow. That's a great story. Well, congratulations, Ben. How does it feel to win? And then tell us your connection with Min and the Vietnamese culture.
Yes, it was great to win. I tend to be a fairly lucky person, so it was great to win. But I consider the luckiest thing for me is I married my wife 30 years ago. And we have a wonderful family, and I love the Vietnamese culture, especially when they do memorials for their parents and their grandparents. It's very special to me, and I enjoy every year when we visit and get to see family and eat all the great food. I love the Vietnamese food.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing you guys are doing there. We are very proud of you, and we are happy that you're doing what you're doing, and look forward to visiting parade and entertainment.
Well, that's wonderful. And you're calling from all the way from North Carolina. So I understand that you had a long trip returning back home. So we look forward to having you at next year's TET Parade. And it's usually at the end of January, at the beginning of February, whenever the TET Lunar New Year happens to fall. So tell us a little bit about your traditions and how you've been able to meld, both mainstream American tradition with Vietnamese traditional tradition and making it the rich diversity of culture and food that it is.
Well, I come from a very large family, 11 children, and we are very close as families, and that tends to be the way I view men's family. They're a close-knit family, and so culture-wise, we're not that far apart, mm-hmm. other than you guys celebrate a bit more with your memorials than mm-hmm. we do. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even though we're a world apart, when I met men, we're more alike than most people would ever guess mm-hmm. in our thinking, in our feelings, in our family values. It was a good match for us.
That's great. So how did you guys meet?
Pardon?
How did you guys meet?
The last story.
Uh-huh.
I went the same computer class with one of Ben's employees in Orange County, and she introduced to us.
Right.
Well, someday when we come back next year, we can tell you the story, but right now, believe me, you don't have enough
time. Well, I'm looking forward to welcoming you back to Orange County and hearing the story of how you were able to meet the luckiest man alive, not only winning the $3,000 grand prize from Lexor, but also marrying you. So, I mean, it's just so heart-wrenching and just amazing to hear that, you know, that story of how you met. It's just very heart-touching. What do you have any wishes for the Lunar New Year for our listeners out there? Men, we can have you go first. And you can say it in Vietnamese if you'd like.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you can share in Vietnamese some greetings to the listeners out there.
Oh, chúc mừng năm mới.
Yeah.
You mean?
Yes.
Well, you know, here, actually, we go to a Buddhist temple. And so when the year that we don't go to California, we also celebrate here at one of our very sweet Vietnamese Buddhist temple here. So Ben and me, every year, we always celebrate our Tet here, too.
That's wonderful. And Ben, can you offer any wishes for the new year to the listeners out there in the 1 minute that we have left?
Well, I wish everybody luck and health and financial prosperity. I just hope they're just as lucky as I am to have a wonderful family that I have. And winning the prize was just gravy on top of what I consider a lot of blessings that come my way. And I do appreciate it, and I thank all of you for what you do and the prize, no doubt. In fact, when I shared with my son and the rest of the family, they all loved the fact that I went.
Right. Well, a big congratulations. Not only have you won, but we've all won as a culture, as a community, because of great people like you that have been able to seamlessly blend two beautiful, rich, different traditions into one that makes America so vibrant, so culturally diverse, and so wonderful. So the best wishes for both of you for a happy Lunar New Year of the Monkey, and we're excited to welcome you back to Orange County to enjoy the sights, the sounds, and the scents of the Tet Parade, where it's so vibrant and the community is unified toward happiness and prosperity. So thank you so much for joining us. That's Ben and Minnie and Min Honeycutt calling from North Carolina. Thank you so much.
Can I say that we are very proud of the Vietnamese group in Westminster in California, and we are so happy to be a part of our Vietnamese community there.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.